I'm Ed Gordon. This is News and Notes. Today I'm joined by Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League, and Bruce Gordon, president of the NAACP. We're previewing a new feature on this program starting in February on the first Monday of every month. We'll talk with these two gentlemen about issues, news, and developments in the African-American community. We'll also talk about projects each organization is undertaking. Gentlemen, thanks. Welcome.
Good day. How are you, Ed?
Good. Thank you very much. Mark, let me start with you. You have come out, and as well as the organization, very strongly against what we talked about in our first segment, and that is the nomination and the confirmation of Samuel Alito. Give me a sense of why you decided to take this perch.
I think the major civil rights organizations are fairly unified in this, that after looking very carefully at Sam Alito's record as a judge and as a lawyer, it's clear that he's not supportive of or sensitive to civil rights, civil liberties, voting rights, and economic opportunity for all. And since he has been nominated to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who's cast crucial votes in close cases on the courts, I think we concluded after a very careful review of his record that if he were, for example, on the court when the Michigan case was heard, he would not have ruled in favor or voted in favor of affirmative action. So I think we're compelled by principle to say to our constituency that after a careful review, we do not believe the Senate should confirm him.
Bruce, let me turn our attention quickly to the idea of what we saw you most recently in the news about, and that, of course, was the execution of Stanley Tookie Williams. You took a very front and center position on that, and you said the organization would indeed continue the fight. Talk to us about where you are.
Well, we have facts that are very clear. We represent as African Americans in this country roughly 12 to 13% of the population, yet 42% of folks on death row are African Americans, which tells you that the criminal justice system and the application of the death penalty is biased in many regards. Stan Williams was a highly visible person who, among other things, demonstrated redemption while he was on death row. And that's why I think one of the reasons why I think we send people to prison is to see whether they can correct their past sins. And even in that case, clemency was not granted. What we intend to do is to continue to seek on a state-by-state basis where the death penalty is legal, a moratorium until it can be absolutely proven that there is no discrimination in the death penalty process. And that means I'm going to monitor every single case in every single state and communicate with governors and other lawmakers until we get a turnaround in what is, at this point in time, a barbaric way of disciplining crime that is really exceptional in the world.
Mark Morial, the overview of Katrina. So many people, particularly during the holiday season, taking count of what they have and prayers for the new year. I know you've just returned from New Orleans. What did you see there, and what would you like to see as many of these evacuees still have not been able to get on their feet?
Well, it's a continuing crisis. I spent Friday and Saturday in New Orleans, and it's a continuing crisis of great proportion, and what we want to see is a rebuilding plan and a commitment such that everyone has a right to return and rebuild their neighborhoods. There's some disturbing movement on some of the commissions down there to suggest that some neighborhoods should not be rebuilt, and those neighborhoods just happen to be African-American neighborhoods. So the nation must focus on the fact that a rebuilding for the Gulf Coast has to be inclusive of neighborhoods. It's got to be inclusive of all workers having an opportunity to participate. It's got to provide opportunities that are meaningful for African-American businesses to participate in what will be a large expenditure of both federal, state, local, and private funds in the rebuilding effort. But make no mistake about it, the Gulf Coast and New Orleans are still in crisis. The recovery has not gone, in my opinion, fast enough, and the commitments that are needed are beginning, but all of the commitments that are needed to ensure the rebuilding of the Gulf Coast aren't there yet.
Bruce Gordon, you and Mark Morial, still relatively new at the helm of each organization. Talk to me about what you hope to do with the NAACP in terms of introducing it to a new generation, a generation to whom many still don't understand and know the rich history of this organization. What would you like to see?
Well, I'd like to see an organization that is substantially larger in membership than it currently is, just to demonstrate to those that we seek to influence that the vast majority of African Americans in this country want civil rights to be front and center in national policy. One of the things that requires me to do is to spend a lot more time with that generation that we seek to include, and I spent some time this weekend doing just that. What I find is that it's not just a matter. We accuse this generation of not being tuned into our history. I'm not satisfied that that's totally the case. I think the other issue that they're trying to sort out is how do they get engaged, what should they do, and how do they make sure that my organization and others are really focusing on issues that are relevant to them. They are entrepreneurial in spirit. They have a priority placed on economic justice. And these are things that are front and center, and what I think my organization has to do is to recognize those interests, engage these young folks in those interests, and really build a much more active a population of members that represents a much broader demographic. These are the future leaders of our community, and they need to be engaged in the struggle as we speak.
Well, as I said, we were using this simply as a preview, an introduction to a new feature that will begin in February. The first Monday of every month, we'll hear from both of these gentlemen and really be able to get into the nuts and bolts of things in a much more extensive way than we did today. But we're excited about it. Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League, and Bruce Gordon, president of the NAACP. I thank you both for joining us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you in February.
Great.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Thank you.